I'm Wolf Harland, Oscar Echo One Whiskey Hotel Charlie from the Documentary Archives Radio Communications in Vienna. And I'm talking via sat phone to Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Zero Golf Juliet, co-team leader of K1N Navassa, right there on Navassa. Glenn, thanks for talking to us, and how are you doing?
Good morning, Wolf. We're doing just fine. It's Monday morning, and we just saw that we have 83,000 cues in the log, 83,000 contacts, and it's a beautiful day here. When we first got here by helicopter, we cleaned out the bottom of the lighthouse and a little house where acetylene and gas used to be stored. We cleaned those two places out, and those are our operating sites. We're actually operating in a lot of our stations inside of the lighthouse. So that's kind of fun to be in an old structure like that. But anyway, we're really working hard, trying to work as many Europeans as we can, and our short windows to Japan and Asia. But it's been a lot of fun. There's been a really good propagation, and we're trying to get as many in the logs as we can, Wolf.
I understand you did not originally plan to operate from the lighthouse, but that's a good place to work from.
It sure is, because we have had some rainstorms come through that have just been torrential. In fact, last night a water spout went right over us and just absolutely drenched everything. And it's nice to be inside of a building that's pretty much waterproof. A little bit of rain still gets in, but during the daytime they're nice and cool because inside these big concrete structures it remains cool. In the late afternoon the sun shines in one of them to make a little bit of heat, but actually our working conditions where the stations are fairly comfortable. In the old lightkeeper's house, we've set up a tent. There's no roof on the house, but we cleaned the floors and removed some brush, some little shrubs, and we have our tent set up inside the large rooms in the lightkeeper's house. So when it rains, the rain is off of us, but the floors get wet. So, and everybody is healthy. Everybody's doing fine. Spirits are high. We're really having a good time, and just this morning we're talking about winding down and how we're going to sequence our operation to a close.
Glenn, setting up the camp and going full speed took almost a full week. Why the delay?
It was mostly weather. It was mostly weather and some transportation issues for fish and wildlife. So, we got on the air as soon as we could, and our second day, the helicopter was weathered in for over half a day in Jamaica. You know, just the ceilings and were too low to fly. So we've had some weather delays, getting set up, and hopefully we won't have those going out. But that was the biggest reason, was weather delays. Just the helicopter could not fly because of the weather.
Do you schedule the breaking down of the camp as well with some delay? How are your plans for the last days?
We'll probably be in full swing through a Friday evening, our local Friday evening. We'll probably send out our first load of supplies that we don't need a Friday evening. And then Saturday, most of the equipment and antennas will remain for overnight Saturday night. But Sunday morning at the break of dawn, we must QRT and go home. Some of the team will already be back in Jamaica just because of the logistics. And again, we need to plan ahead a little bit for weather delays and things like that. One real blessing that we've had here is that we've been able to use the stairs in the lighthouse are very safe. And from the 165-foot level, we have 160-meter full-size dipole sloping toward Europe and an 80-meter dipole or inverted V broadside to Europe. So I don't know what our signals have been like on your end, but on the low band, we have better antennas than probably 99% of hams do on 80 meters and 160 meters.
Yes, Glenn, indeed, these two dipoles seem to do a better job than some of the verticals. Because despite of all propagation predictions, your signals to Europe were sometimes much weaker than expected.
We noticed the same thing on our end. You know, sometimes the signals, I mean, lots and lots of Europeans, and sometimes the signal strength is very low, but they're always there and always workable. And there are times when the signals build up so everybody is 20 to 40 over 9, and it's just It is so crowded, it's almost impossible to pick out call signs. So we're trying to spread the calling area out below the U.S. phone band to help save that. And we're just, you know, the signals go up and down. It's just propagation. We're not at the peak of the sunspot cycle, but on the downslope. And so there are some times during the day we must get a little solar flare or something from the sun because things fade down to almost zero, then in a few minutes come back up. But so far, we've been able to work all of the open bands with the full steam. We rarely, in fact, almost never have an empty seat at one of the radios. Meters has been fun. We've had that set up. We've worked several people in Europe and all over South America, North America, and even into far Oceania on 6 meters. So that's been a lot of fun. And the beacon is sitting here right by me. It's going constantly in the MIG tent where we eat and have our meetings and things. And so anyone here, if they hear somebody break the beacon, we answer them and work them on 6 meters. And the beacon frequency is 50.103, 50.103 for 6 meters.
Glenn, it proposed to keep the split as small as possible. Up 5 to 40 might be easier for the operators, but to find you there is not a question of skill, but simply of poor luck, and up 100 to 110 might have put some undue stress to some linears.
Yeah, you know, our biggest impediment are speech processors, because, you know, it seems like everyone tries to turn up their microphone gain and speech processor to overdrive, and it creates splatter, and it makes it almost impossible. And if we could somehow magically eliminate all speech processors, we could probably double or triple our rate in working, particularly Europeans.
Now, that's quite interesting, and I do hope our listeners will take care of that. Glenn, deliberate QRM is a real pest. It seems that all hams, psychopaths, and policemen have joined forces just to kill your signal. Did your DQRM buttons be of any help to redeem the pain?
We have tried using some unconventional transmit frequencies, not the usual de-expedition ones, and I think most of us have experienced a little bit of DQRM, and we do remove our transmit frequency a little bit, and I think we're doing better than I've ever experienced in other de-expeditions as far as DQRM. Maybe not just my perspective, but I'm not on your end of the circuit.
Okay, how is your cooperation with the fish and wildlife people? Any restrictions?
No restrictions, really. They're very friendly. They're very helpful. They help us actually move some fuel and water from Lulu Bay. So they're very helpful, maybe because they're bored and don't have anything else to do. But they're very, very friendly, very helpful, and we're best of friends.
Okay. Your statistics are quite interesting. Contact total, target areas reached, breakdown by bands. Any comments on that?
It's the usual spread with almost a bell-shaped curve centered on 20 and 30 meters. 40 meters has been very productive. We've had over 2,500 contacts on 160 meters, I think it is. So the bands have all been productive. Every band has been productive. Some days, I was on 20 meters when it opened to Europe this morning. I called CQ. CQ could not get anyone to answer. And then I heard a few English and Scottish stations chatting, and I would break in and give them my call, and they were so excited with me because they couldn't get through the pileups, and here I called them. And then, an hour or so into that shift, I was able to get a run going, calling CQ, and it's just going like it's just bedlam right now on 20 meters with the opening to Europe.
Well, then, thanks for talking to us. Thanks to the whole team for such a wonderful job. Thanks for giving us Navassa after 21 years, and we will pray for your safe return. I'm Oscar Echo 1 Whiskey Hotel Charlie from the Documentary Archives Radio Communication in Vienna, and I was talking to Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Zero, Golf Juliet co-team leader of K1N Navassa.